Okay, good morning, everybody. So just for today, we're back on recording for logistical reasons. So Chamishi of Vayakel Pekudei Vayases Hoifod Zahav. Zahav is listed first. But then Tchelet Zargaman V'Tzolah Shani V'Sheish Moshzar. So those are the other four elements. We'll see what the relationship is between the Tchelet, the Argaman, the Tzolah Shani, and the spun linen, the Sheish Moshzar. Vayirak'u Es pachei hazahav v'kitzeis pisilim. So from the language of a rakia, right, so like a sheet, they took the zahav and they actually put it into a sheet, a thin sheet, and then they did kitzitza. We'll see who did the kitzitza in a second. And that's a debate between the svarno and the nitziv. Lasos b'solchat chela so b'solchar gaman. So the zahav was in psilim, was actually in little strings within the tchelas, and the argaman of v'soch solas hashni v'soch hashesh ma'asei choshev. So targum is v'radidu yas tosei didahaba v'katitzu chutin. So again, like chutin, strings of zahav, l'me'ovad v'go tchelo v'go argivano v'go tzva zahori v'go butza ovad uman, so that the zahav would be, again, spun within these other four elements. So Rashi says, "Vayiraku kimo liroka ha'aretz." And again, from the language of Rakia, "Kitargumo viradidu tasin hayumiradidin minazov." So they would hammer it into these sheets. Tasin dakin, very very thin. Kanhu malamdecha heya chayutovin es azov yimachutin. Miradidin hatasin. Rashi says, "Dakin v'kotzisin mehem tilim like strings la'ora chatas." Right. Longitudinally, not latitudinally. Lasosos on psilim tarovesim kol minva min b'choshen ve'efo. This is the masa choshen ve'efo. Shenemar bohen zahav chut echad shel zahav. So it's only one string of zahav. Im shisha chutim shel techeles and of the argaman until ashani v'sheish mashar b'chenim kol minva min shekol aminim chutan kafol shisha ve'azav chut shvi in kol echad ve'echad. The zahav is listed first in the pasuk zahav techeles argaman until ashani v'sheish mashar, but meidach gisa, it only represents 1/7 of each section within the four different sections. So again, 28 chutin, only four of them actually of zahav, six of tchela, six of argaman, six of tolah shani, and six of the sheish. So the svarno says vayaku es pachei zahav, who actually beat them into a rakia, into again a very thin foil that they could then longitudinally cut the psilim hamisnadvin. Right, plural. Sheis nabu azav the big day kahuna raku pachim liosam buchanim sheyasu manim mehem psilim. So the people who donate themselves, the kitzes psilim hauman kitzes psilim meosam apachim urukayim sheis nabu. The nitziv disagrees with the frame shift. He thinks vayiraku as pachay azahav. That was the umanim the kitzes psilim. That's the lashon yochke. That was only Bezalel himself. But our point of interest really begins with Kedarko Bakodesh Heora of the Ramban, that is astounding. Vayiraku es pachei hazahav lo hosif b'chom leches hakedesh lefarish derech haumnos eich naase zulasi b'chan. The only thing which is added from a detail perspective in terms of the construction of the Big Day Kahuna and Parshas Pekudei is this detail. Vayiraku es pachei hazahav v'haroi sheyomar v'yasu es hoifo zahav techeles yargaman telashani v'sheish mazar. And then to move on to the next pasuk, Sefos Asulochovros, Kichena Derech Vechulam. Bitochen, says the Ramban, Shesipir Bekana Machshava Shechidshu Bechute Hazav, Kihoyatoma Beinehim. The whole matter was astounding to them. Lios Zahav Tevi Vishazor, that it would be literally spun and woven in. Kasher Yasu Betzem Rofishtim, Kilonishmad Hayomahu. La'asos kein. And nobody had ever heard of the idea of taking zahav, right, the most precious of metals, and to handle in a way that one would comfortably handle wool or linen, and to spin it in is just, 1/7 of the tchela sagaman, tola shani, and sheish mashazar. So, right, ena mikra omer ella darsheni. So I'd like to suggest along the following lines. Why is it that this is the one detail which is added, that you take the zahav, which is so precious, which is so elegant, which is so much in terms of zakeli ve'anvehu, the hiddur that's associated with the zahav, and why is it, and again, it was a tamua be'ineim, the Ramban says that you could take zahav and that you could make it a more minor, secondary element to the Tcheles Tagaman, to Lashani, Vishesh Mashzar, that you would simply cut it up into Psilim, and then you would spin it in, so the Zav should still be there, Lehidr, but in a very subtle way, in a much more understated way. Why is it that it appears now in the second presentation, and this is the only detail that's changed? Oh. So I'd like to suggest something that we've been building up, right, that part of the idea, both Lashitas Rashi in the Choyafa Minatznias, as well as Lashitas Ramban, Ayin, our comments at the beginning of Parshas Vayaka, where we quoted from the Ramban, that right, the opportunity that came with the Luchos Hashnios created the framework, right, because he says, Yesh Mokdam Mu'uchar Batorah, to reintroduce the Bris HaChadasha, the Bris of Vayakel Pekudei, where everything was going to take on a new dimension. So I don't think it's surprising in the least. I don't think it's surprising in the least that the one detail that appears here is taking that which is more overt, that which is more superficially precious, the Zohav, and making it more understated. First of all, by Yiraku, that they beat it into a thin foil, and then Vikitzetz Psilim, then it would be cut into, again, very subtle strings. And the idea would clearly be to take the Zohav and to sublimate it within, this was always the plan, but the Torah is emphasizing it because Ein L'chayafa Min Atznios and the Luchos Hashnios, which really represented a completely different modality, a more understated modality of the Hashras Hashchina, really through Moshe, not through Klal Yisrael. So I think the fact that this detail emerges specifically where it does reinforces our understanding and our sense of the difference between the first presentation of the Mishkan and the Big Day Kahuna, and the second presentation of the Mishkan and the Big Day Kahuna, in the Chayafe Minatznios, Toma Be'enehem, to take Zohav and to relegate it to a more understated role. But that was precisely the point when it came to the Bris Chadasha after the catastrophe of the Egel HaZohav. There was a need to take the Zohav and to relegate it to a more understated role. Even if that was the plan the whole time, the Torah chooses to emphasize it here to show you, right, that it's not the chitzonius of the Zohav, but it's rather, Zohav has a place in terms of hiddur, but it should be sublimated to the other elements.